Yes, a very good afternoon and a warm welcome to the business and economic segment. This is Lecture Hall 1 with me, Kaveve Themburuka.
And David Shombe, welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Our dear listeners, we are always very happy to engage with you, especially on the matters of concern. Yes, to those of you who are coming to this program for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a platform of economic minds. It's a platform where we discuss developmental aspects. It's a platform where we deal with issues of bread and butter. And it's a platform where we connect economic minds to those who are willing to learn. And yeah, at this program, we discuss about, developmental agenda. We discuss about how do we find new ways or new strategies on developing the country. How do we find new strategies on coming up with better policies, implementable policies, and also how we deal with problems that we are facing. Yeah, maybe Kave, before we go to deep into the topic for today, today the Namibia Statistics Agency have released a report which is indicating different levels of employment in Namibia. And it was very surprising to see that youth unemployment have declined with 1.7%. But when you look at the standard level, unemployment in general is still moving forward. And then you ask yourself, what's going on? Yeah, those are some of the things that really need to be interrogated. However, today we have a different topic based on that. Yeah, then and the other thing before we move on is that whatever discussion that we are going to bring about, whatever discussion that we are going to bring in, we always make sure that, we give an opportunity to our callers to engage us in the studio, to give their contribution, to give their to critique, and also come up with constructive arguments, because we don't always need to agree with each other. We don't always need to agree with each other, because if we are agreeing with each other and we are always with one voice, there's no way we are going to develop.
Yeah, indeed. Yes. And for today's topic, we're just going to be looking at the importance of traditional laws or customs, especially in society today and also in a developing state like Namibia.
Yeah.
Because, back in the day, our elders, they had a way of doing things.
Yeah.
They had a way of governing the land.
Yeah.
Before, it became a democratic constitution that, governs us now.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for us to reflect back on the traditional laws that used to exist.
Yeah.
And maybe we look at it in a sense of, what laws have we kept to this day that still benefit the country and the development of the country, but then also which of those laws have we abandoned, that maybe were not deemed necessary, or that maybe could have still been benefiting us had we not left them behind.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, the first thing, there is a saying to say, what differentiates human beings from animals is ability to come up with rules and follow them.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, we would be just following the laws of the jungle. Because a human being is a very different creature from others. We are not the best in terms of height, in terms of strength, but we have capacity to think and advance through civilization. Kave, before we were colonized, things were already in place.
Yeah,
we had traditional leaders. We had we have the executive, we have judiciary. If you did something wrong, we have courts. There were punishments which were given. If you want to get married to somebody, there were some laws which need to be followed, and the society was in order. But that is it's a stage in the development of human being. Now, I'm not saying we were better off with everything, but we were supposed to develop based on who we are. Because at the end of the day, Kave, I think Africa is the only country which is a bit confused, because we abandon everything that is the foundation of who we are. Then we try to move to the West.
Yeah.
Then we did not reach there. By the time we reach, by the time we see what the left, the West have, these guys, they also kept their tradition. If you go to Russia, they keep their own tradition.
Yeah.
If you go to UK, Britain colonized almost, 70% of the countries in the world. But they still have a queen and a king.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah, they keep their monarch.
But it's us who are fighting everyone. That's why the concept of looking at traditional laws, looking at traditional, customs and principles, those questions are very important, because we need to look at what did we lose, what can we recover, and what are some of the traditional roles which still need to be kept for us to move forward.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, if we are only associating traditional authority with old people or with backwardness, then we are wrong.
Yeah.
Then we are totally behind, and it's very difficult for us to move forward because that is our foundation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think it's also something that we have to consider that, you know, even though we are independent now, like we gain our independence,
yeah,
I still think that to some extent our mind is still somehow colonized.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when these people came to colonize our countries, they put that thought in our mind to say that, you know, their way of living is a better way of living.
Yeah.
So we were kind of, in a way, our minds were controlled to say, in order for us to live a successful life or a prosperous life, we have to live like them who are our colonizers at the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we lost a lot of our traditional ways of doing things, and we lost a lot of our customs and beliefs because we started seeing life from the perspective of another nation.
Yeah.
To say that, you know, if we want to be like this, we have to do things like the Germans, we have to do things like the South Africans.
Yeah.
Because in that time, they were our leaders to say.
Yeah.
So we wanted to kind of live like them. But then I think at independence, we kind of, you know, failed to get back our drive,
yeah,
to get back our beliefs, because we still continue to live under that same regime to say their countries are the most developed and we have to be like them.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking of how we can develop our own nations, we now compare our nations to their countries.
Yeah, I think the distinction is here, because when we were colonized first, I think we are going to continue after a commercial break.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anywhere. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais de Inari. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Bimba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o Inário Digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Bimba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o Evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsin Eangano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneca Karunga, a African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba app. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixa Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. We're talking about the importance of traditional laws and customs in today's modern developing nations.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I was saying before we were colonized, we had the structures in place. We had the people who know how to deal with every issues in the society. Then when freedom fighters come from exile, they are wearing suits.
Yeah.
And when they come from exile, they are wearing suits and they have a constitution. In this constitution, the first mistake which they did is failing to incorporate. Yes, traditional authority acts are incorporated, but they are weakened. Yeah, they made sure that the government is on top of everything. But you know what was supposed to be done? It was supposed to be integration of authority.
Yeah.
The moment you have integration of authority, it's easier for you to talk to people. Because now, remember, the structure is set. You have a councillor of a constituency. Then within that constituencies, maybe you have, especially, I'm thinking about from a perspective of like Ovambo traditional authority. Within that constituency, maybe you have eight village headmen. But what is very important is that no, these traditional leaders who are on the ground are the ones who are interacting with people. Then you have a councillor who is just sitting at the office. He may come. But this person who is sitting knows, no, in that house, this person does not eat. Or in this house, this person is ungovernable. This one is a thief. Or this one is hardworking. This is what needs to be done. But somebody just coming from the higher office without even knowing who the headman is, then we already have a problem. Then we have already a problem, and we create a structure which weaken our traditional authority to that extent that even things which matters, we can't do them. And that's why Kaveh is very difficult to develop if you don't understand somebody who is with people, rather than just following what is on paper.
Yeah.
Do you think somebody can just set a system for you like that to benefit you? Yeah, the system is already, you know, disorganized at some point, which need, it was just supposed to be incorporate everything. Because maybe just before I let you in, one thing I respect about traditional authority, especially traditional laws which deal with, it can be criminal justice or it can be solving of disputes. There is always compensation of somebody, of the complainant. Because in a traditional, I think it's a basic African tradition. Let me say, you, as a man, I impregnate somebody. She's my girlfriend, yes. But she did not reach a certain age. She was still in the care of parents. And maybe I was not supposed to go and get married to that person. And then in that traditional authority, they used to ask to say, no, there are two things. You are going to pay for the damage, maybe two cows.
Yeah.
Or you are going to get married to my daughter. Because it's the same to my family and all those things and all those things. Now, what is also very interesting is that the traditional authority is also lenient to say, if they are saying you are going to pay two cows, is two cows based on the scale? Because that scale already, what that scale already incorporated people who do not have. Because if I'm saying I'm going to give you 20 cows in terms of traditional authority, don't expect the cow to be 8,000.
Yeah.
Because at some point it's 3,000, at some point it's 2.5, which is understandable because at the end of the day, a society is kept together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't just do something wrong. You run to the court, you get the best lawyer, then I go home crying.
Even though you are the one at fault.
Yeah, yeah. And that is the beauty of traditional authority, because why do you think for many years people have been together? For many years people have been together. People had chiefs, kings, and senior leaders. And things were moving. And also orders, but there were also some element of cruelty at some point where is power. You can't say everything was proper. There was also some element of cruelty, but it's human beings.
But I
really love the topic of you know, it can be, you know, traditional authority in comparison to democratic system which is in place.
Yeah, because even if you look at our education system today, I think one of the laws that stands out always will be corporal punishment. Because, you know, back in the days, it was also part of tradition to say maybe if a child is disrespectful towards an elder, they have to be, you know, disciplined to some extent.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, times have changed and there's now that element of human rights and human dignity, and you can't do, you know, bodily damage to somebody else.
Yeah.
And of course, to that regard, you know, I understand it because there are teachers that take things way too far and they beat the children, really.
Yeah.
But then I think back in the day, it also used to assist, because now we are seeing, you know, kids who are confrontational with their teachers and they are standing up in classes, and we are seeing fights now between learners and teachers.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that maybe it's the lack of corporal punishment, but then maybe we have really, you know, that line of discipline has kind of become a blur today in society.
Because being whipped
was
part of the law, because, you know, there are some people who were ungovernable in those years in the society. You become ungovernable, but at the same time also, you do not have resources to pay. Because the only way was to whip you so that that pain can also teach you something. But in a context of raising children, I think the intention was not to beat the kid to that extent that they become so traumatized, to that extent that they go to the hospital and all those things.
Yeah.
The aim was beating a child in a moderate way. Now the problem come in now, because when people started developing, some people, they are not living with their kids. Then you live with your kids with neighbor, you live with your kids with maybe your in-law. Then now when people start having problems, instead of now solve your own problems, you end up putting everything in the kids. That's why those things, even corporal punishment, came to being. You find that a teacher in school, he's a very good teacher, but he's going through something.
Yeah.
Then you did a mistake. Instead of moderate controlled whipping.
Mm-mm.
Just start punching. Yeah, that's why now things are confused because you know, Kaveh, one thing you cannot take away from the tradition is that they understand how the society operates.
Mm.
They understand how the society operates. And from the beginning, they also understood that they have a traditional education. They say for you to become a headman, you must have certain age.
Mm-hmm.
You must have certain experience of life.
Yeah.
That's why those who like watching, most of the Nigerian movies, their literatures are based on traditional authorities.
Yeah.
Those Igwe guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can come to those guys with a very big problem.
Mm.
They are just going to sit there quiet. You think they cannot hear you.
Mm.
But the solution that is going to be given there is going to surprise you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why in the tradition, most of traditional leaders, age was associated with wisdom.
Mm-mm.
The more you are advanced, the more you have experience of life, the more you face things also.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but nowadays, it's very chaos. Yeah, if I come here with two master's degree, I don't need to look at how old you are, how many experience you have. And that is where the problem is.
Mm-mm.
And these people now, they think when you are called to a traditional, some people don't even attend traditional court.
Mm-mm.
You did something in somebody's community, then they summon you.
Yeah.
I cannot recall the paper. There used to be a paper which is being sent to somebody. They call it Okafiripi.
Mm.
It's like an invitation to court. It's coming from a magistrate. When you did something wrong, then I say, no, this one is going to Kaveh.
Mm.
But those years when they were not writing, they sent somebody to say, no, tomorrow, go and meet the elders.
Mm.
It was a very fair court because if you kill somebody, you have to pay. If you did something wrong, if you steal, you have to pay.
Mm-mm.
If you continue stealing, there were also, you know, because, you know, traditional laws differs those years.
Mm.
At some point, they go to the extent of cutting your ears. But that is the worst punishment that you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now, people fail to realize that there is good things in traditional authority. Then they cut out everything.
Mm.
Now we are in a big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why now when somebody have really experienced that, I think it's up to people in the society to come in on board and say, how can we meet each other?
Mm.
How can we talk about issues of marriage? How can we talk about issues of land?
Mm-mm.
How can we talk about, issue of managing natural resources?
Mm.
Because traditional leadership, I think, until now, those countries who have developed, most of them, except America, because, you know, America is a different world.
Yeah.
Yeah, except America because America is a different world because, you know, America, 80% of the people who are living in America are not the Native Americans.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a land of everyone.
Yeah.
But if you go to UK, if you go to Sweden, if you go to Russia,
mm-mm.
Why do you think people like watching, this series like Game of Thrones? These are based on the literature of people's tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now you are here, you don't respect your king. Mm. Then you are there watching Game of Thrones or what is this, Viking things and all these things.
Yeah.
Those are based on people's tradition. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the element that you brought of how, you know, age was associated with wisdom, in tradition. Maybe still to this day, because even if you look at the world leaders today, most of the people who are currently sitting presidents, they are people who are well over the age of 60.
Yeah.
And I think for most people, not everybody, but for most people who, you know, elect these people, they have that reasoning behind to say that this is an elder person, you know, they know better. But I think also that was a good law.
Yeah.
But however, I think like today, it's limiting the youth from participating in conversations that really matter. Because even last year when we had our elections here in Namibia, a lot of the youth, yes, we went to participate, but then, you know, we still had issues in the regard to say, you know, how do you stand up? How do you engage in a conversation with your ministers, with your presidents, without, you know, seeming to be a person of lower class because you are just younger?
Yeah.
So I think that was it's a good law to some extent. Yes, maybe older people are smarter, or not really smarter, but maybe they have more experience. Therefore, they can make decisions better. But then to what regard really does it? You also limit the young ones.
Yeah, you know, I think that is a very good argument. It's a very good argument. But what I want to say is that, you know, those years, people understood intellectual abilities. They understood that you can be old enough, but you are still intellectually not gifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. You can be like, yeah, you are old enough, but they can say no. David is older than Kaveh, but Kaveh is younger, but is more reasonable.
Mm-mm.
That's why one of the things which my late grandmother told me is that we had a discussion. Then he said, "No, our time were good and all those things."
Mm.
Then she came to the point when she said, "No, look, David, it's only that now we are all grown up, but when we were young, there are people who were also ungovernable in our society when we were young.
Mm-mm.
Those who were stealing, those who were beating each other, but they were not a lot. But now these people are grown up and they are grannies now.
Mm-mm.
It's only now up to you to see what kind of information you are getting from these people. Because they are saying, it's a saying, to say a fool can also get old.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but people in the traditional authority, they were also choosing. Choosing, no, this guy was supposed to be, let me say, was supposed to be our king, but his reasoning is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go and who is the second in line?
Yeah.
It's the elders, they can already see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's your right to take over, but your capacity is not well.
Mm.
Yeah, then they say, no, let's use this one. But now, you know, in this world now, things are very fast. Now, intelligence and understanding is not the same as how it has been.
Mm.
Because now, you can find somebody who is 25 years old, and he is intelligent.
Mm.
You are intelligent and smart, but you don't have wisdom.
Mm.
You still don't have you know, life experience. And now the aspect of leadership in terms of presidency, I think when somebody is 35, I think you are old enough.
Mm.
Yeah, you are old enough to, yes.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash. To making the cooler box your seat for the night. To going out after work to get that chinos to plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook. Real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Lusamar dimbo goge pampepo. Zeguras mbango dias ep. Ez is a single na malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gumape. Moktunda gonkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo kumaoko. Uza gonkedi zompe zoktura marsumo. Musmbango dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbango suspe sa imba ep. Zuvainyami mokaram tetin sume kusmbango isi. Guana karuhan pepo kumarsumo pa internet me ke yoge ruganesa cell phone ding kenyi kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kuret sapo martimbo konon sumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumwe srongo no kwane sambudi zongwa yes gospel martimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbangu si kuna karanye the elsin e angano de Oshoerero Kumayimbiliro, the Catholic, Simaneka Karunga, the Africans sing Froday here, and many more. Zene Munahara Kulisa Marsumo Geni, Musumbangu Saimba Ep, Pampepo, Tuguaninye Go 081-2358-063. Di Go email digital@omalaid.com.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1, Business and Economic segment with Kaveh and David. Today we're just, you know, unpacking the importance of traditional laws and customs in a developing state as well as in society. You can of course engage with us on this topic by calling us here in studio at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401.
Yes, you know, we were discussing about, you know, the importance of maintaining traditional foundation and traditional laws, and also the case which is regarding understanding the power within cooperation, the power within cooperation between, you know, governance and traditional authority, because. One thing I have seen, I think it's 2023. there was a point where a government had a certain event in our Anguena region. Then they called different VIPs from government.
Mm.
Now, when you have a state event, there's state protocols to say, Kave, you are a queen.
Yeah.
You are a queen of this traditional authority. This is where you have to sit. This is where you have to do what. You know, the mistake which organizer did, maybe they did not know who the queen was.
Mm.
Then they get all the beautiful chairs. They don't even know they were in somebody's, jurisdiction.
Yeah.
All the beautiful. And it was so embarrassing, né, to see somebody within her zone then given an ordinary chair.
Mm-mm.
Then you realize to say, no, that is how traditional authority was looked at. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the Minister of International Relations, because it's part of those protocol and all those things, they apologized.
Mm-mm.
But this, what is this is telling you? This is telling you that even if you have well-trained state protocol officials, they are still struggling to place these traditional leaders within the structure of governance.
Mm.
Because they are just, we are also recognizing the traditional leaders here and what.
Yeah.
We're members of the traditional authority, but we're supposed to co-govern. Because if you are a governor, you are from the state ticket, but I'm here as a king within my people. Let us have some certain power that we are also exercising.
Mm-mm.
To say, no, I make this decision. I'm also standing on the law. Then let's work together.
Mm.
Because otherwise, if you are just saying we also have traditional leaders, it shows that we are too far.
Yeah.
because a king is just a king.
Yeah.
You can't be many more. You can't be and others.
Mm-mm.
Because no, respect the person based on what he is and use the person because of what he has. Because what I've seen is that most of the wise traditional leaders, they just keep quiet.
Yeah.
And they let the government to run the show because, state power is also, I don't want to say it's intimidating, but it's there, and it's in a lot of the constitution is giving more power to the state.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's why even when you have negotiations, you can have oils within a certain traditional authority. It's very difficult to see really traditional authority being included in those negotiations.
Mm.
Maybe they are being informed to say, no, this is what we have. But them being part of the decision to say, no, I don't think it's yet the time for you guys to start digging away from my... They will not be listened to.
Mm-mm.
People will run to lawyers and it will create a lot of, chaos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But I think, I think governments can actually benefit from traditional authorities because... When you look at this kind of leadership and then you look at society, there's a certain type of level of respect that goes into these people, these kings and these chiefs and this whatnot, everybody within that tribe, the amount of respect and obedience they have towards these people is crazy.
Yeah.
Because even if I talk about the Vahirero community, when their chief walks in, David, you'll think maybe it's, the president of what.
Yeah.
The way that they act, the way that they treat this person.
Yeah.
I think governments can really use that to their advantage because sometimes it's hard for certain levels of government to reach the people.
Yeah.
Or to make people understand a certain law that has to be passed.
Yeah.
But then if they were to really, go through these people and utilize them for the development of the whole country, I think it would be in a different position.
Yeah. And even consult traditional authority in terms of... most of the laws, especially those are affecting.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because Kave, there was a point in Namibia, I don't want to say this, there was a point in Namibia where the Namibian people, there were some laws of, imposing Western laws to the majority of the Namibians.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you know what I'm talking about. There was a point where things were under pressure and the people were passing those bills. They want to impose laws to the majority of the people, then traditional authorities stood up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stood up, all of them together, and then they wrote to say, no, we are condemning this, we don't want this one. But a lot of people thought they were educated. But that is the only time I realized to say, people also got tired.
Mm.
They also got tired of what's happening, what the country is going, what their kids are going, when you go to, if you are from the village, maybe some laws are still imposed. But when you go to town, to big cities, I think you can't see really the traditional authority there.
Mm.
Yeah, but I thank them that time where they stood up and say, no, within our tradition, this is not what is being done. Even if you come to court, Kave, then you reason based on the tradition. I don't think even the judge will listen to you.
Yeah, no.
They won't listen to you. because the customary laws.
Yeah.
I don't think they will look at it, but they will look at other, you know, Roman Dutch laws from other countries to prosecute you.
Mm.
But if you are just saying no, this has been a custom of Herero people for a very long time, and this is what I'm reasoning based on. Even they will just say no. they will look for advocates which can just shoot all your points down. Then that is telling you a lot to say, where is our traditional authority in terms of development?
Mm.
What are they contributing? Because we are really putting them behind. Then we don't know that we are doing a very big mistake. Because if you look at other countries like Britain, yes, you can see them, but they have influence.
Yeah,
you can see them; they have influence. They are keeping their principles. There is a pure British culture that you cannot change.
Mm-mm.
No matter how many, there is a pure Indian culture that you cannot change. Look at China.
Yeah.
Yes, they have their Communist Party and all the leadership in place, but there is the Chinese culture. And what is very interesting about tradition is that in countries where the tradition is strong and development and people are also developed, then they incorporate this.
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize that it's very difficult for you to beat these people. Because if you look at a country like Japan, you look at a country like China, they incorporate everything. That's why if you have doctors who studied in China, like you studied in China, they will tell you this thing. There are things which are scientific and there are things which are not scientific. And that is where medicine is coming from.
Mm-mm.
In our tradition, we used to have the doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after white people come, they say no, everyone is a witch doctor.
Yeah.
Everyone is a witch doctor. But it's somebody who has trained how to deal with traditional medicine, cure somebody, or maybe they were doing everything. If somebody is pregnant, you know what to do.
Yeah.
But now everything come and say no, everything about tradition is dirty.
Because
I know every doctor is a doctor and all those things. That's why now even things which matters, you don't even know.
Mm.
That's why, you know, but I think colonialism also did a lot of damage to us, because they started doing those things, then they ran away with all our products to their countries.
And to think, you know, even if you look at the colonial times, like to think, you know, they now say that, you know, our way of traditional healing and stuff is witch doctors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they took our herbs here from Africa and they turned it into medication that they now use
in
their country.
Then they sell it to us.
And they sell it back to us.
Yeah.
So that really makes you think like, wow, we were literally brainwashed.
Yeah, we were brainwashed because I think the first thing which the colonizers did very well to them to succeed is they captured our kings. Because they knew that power is there.
Yeah.
They come and say, no, chief, I'm going to give you these three guns because you just have bows and arrows.
Yeah.
Give you these three guns. These are small bullets. If you fight to a zebra, it's going down.
Mm-mm.
Then, you know, the king, you know, you see, they're given a presentation and say, no, what kind of land do you want? They say, caller.
Yes.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
The network in the studio.
Hello?
Yes, is it my network or the network in the studio?
No, I think it's the network in general, maybe. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting topic that you guys are having there.
Yes.
In just to add to it, I think what really happened is like you said, the guys that went from exile, they came back with suits, and I think they were brainwashed totally now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if somebody goes and he's supposed to come back with information that we can learn from, but he comes back stupid, so what is he going to do to everyone here?
Mm.
He's going to make them stupid.
What can we do now to incorporate, or maybe to strengthen the traditional laws, or maybe some of the laws which we think we can also work on our development, maybe?
What we can do mostly is we just need to start being honest with ourselves and what is currently at stake. Because mostly what we do is we try and overlook things that are there and say, no, but the law says this.
Yeah.
The law is saying this, but this is a fact that we can see happening here.
Yeah.
Like the incorporation of the medicines in the pharmacies and so forth.
Yeah.
You need to have a license and what. My aunt who makes good medicine.
Yeah. They call her names.
She doesn't have a BECD or something that you are requiring.
Yeah.
And she passed it on to me, and I also didn't have the means to go study at UNAM for science. But if you ask me, like, no, this guy is bitten by a snake, what do we do?
Yeah.
I'll cure him in 5 seconds. You don't need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So the government needs to incorporate them, like, incorporate them, have an entity that you say,
yeah,
these guys that have that talent,
yeah,
can come and show us how they do it. We help them with funds and whatever, and then we have a joint corporate. And then from there on, we are moving into a certain direction, so we don't need 200 kgs of Panado anymore from China. We just need maybe 10, because we are going to give the other 10 to this guy now who's running his own business.
Mm.
You see, because that's now a fact, because the fact is standing there, the snakes are biting people, and these guys have the capacity, but now you can't touch the person. You touch the person, the police is on your case. Yeah, why did you touch a body without authority? And you understand.
Yeah.
But the guys are dying, and we are saying, the hospital, maybe we bring another hospital. You see, we are not being honest.
Mm.
That's what we're doing. We are looking at the fact and say, maybe, but the law says this, which we need now to incorporate as a government. They need to incorporate the traditional people. Because I was like fascinated by one lady who was saying, no, we went to Tsunkwe, we gave those guys plows and we gave them donkeys and everything, but they couldn't manage to walk. Mm. I was like,
just stay on the line. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we can give your conclusions.
Okay.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, you can continue.
Okay, in conclusion, I would just say, yeah, we should incorporate the traditional laws.
Mm.
Yes, we need to look at them, but they are facts and they are happening. So if we be honest with what's on the ground and with what we have been given, and we combine, I believe we'll make something out that will bring us back on track. Because now we live in a world of worry. You are just worried about the law. And a worried mind will never achieve anything.
Mm.
That is why those quotes in Oshiwambo would say, small kids don't look into a basket of food, because you won't be focusing at school. You'll be like, what are we going to eat? So we need to incorporate and be honest. Then I believe traditional authorities will bring their side. The guys that studied law bring their side. The ones that are not needed, we have to chunk them away. And that's not where the honesty part is. You chunk it away like, nana. This law, I believe this one is not ours. It's from Turkey. It will not suit us. Let it go. It has to go.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Just before you go, who are we talking to?
Ndeshi Panda.
Ndeshi Panda, awesome. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chief.
Yeah.
A worried mind won't achieve anything.
Yeah,
I think that's true though.
Yeah, no, if you have a worried mind, you will not achieve anything.
Mm.
I want to contribute to that part of medicine.
Mm.
Because those guys who went to school of medicine, whether you were in Namibia or Cuba or whatever, you stay there for six or seven years, you come back, you write a test.
Mm.
Yeah, some people they pass, some people they fail. But in the current situation, Kaveh, if there is you are in a very difficult situation, there is somebody who is pregnant, for example, at the village, deep down the village,
mm-mm,
then there is no car, there is no transport, there is no what. Because in those years, within a certain miles,
yeah,
there is already somebody who is strategically positioned to say, when a woman wants to give birth, there is a certain granny who knows how to do things.
Mm-mm.
Even if you have deeper complications,
yeah,
There is no, how do they call this when they have to operate a woman because of complication? How do they call it? C-section.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. There were no C-sections. Yeah. But how do you think people were born those years?
Mm.
There were no hospitals. But imagine now if you could have now made sure that instead of shutting down these people, because there is always somebody, because they used to have families to say, no, this family, they are talented in this.
Mm.
The grandmother is taught by her grandmother, taught the grandkids.
Mm.
And when she is no more, there's somebody who is doing those things. You know what development should have done? Development should have said, no, this one studied for 7 years at School of Medicine. You come with better knowledge.
Mm.
But train this one. This one was trained the traditional way.
Yeah.
Train this person to say, even in the situation is not right, we already have people who can assist us.
Mm.
Because Kave, Africa is very big. And how do you think those people were delivered? There were no operation those years.
Yeah.
And the people knew, it's only that they suppressed this knowledge to that extent we could not develop anymore.
Yeah.
That's why the guy is talking about somebody bitten by a snake and you don't need to touch him.
Mm-mm.
Because if a person die,
you'll be responsible. Yeah.
You'll be responsible. But those years, if you go to the cattle post or in a dense, just in the forest, where there's a lot of snakes, there are some snakes which can bite you and you only have 20 minutes to live.
Mm-mm.
And there's already people who knows to say no. They know how to suck out these poisons.
Mm.
They know how which herbs to use and all those things. But today, even if a person knows, he knows already that if you touch that person, and you can lose life, and that's why you lose life based on ignorance.
Mm.
You lose life based on ignorance because sometimes the law is not on our side.
Mm-mm.
The law is on the side of people who don't know how to do those things.
Mm.
Yeah, because if we could really say and sit down and say, no, what is working and what's not working? Because some of the laws really, especially those which are brought by the West End, they are not helping us anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are not really, they are just taking us down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think they also brought a lot of division among us because back in the day, like, you know, like the caller said, like you are saying right now, these things used to make, you know, a way for us to help each other and to know, it used to create that unity within society.
Mm.
But now with the law, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that. Because even in the case of an accident, you now also can't transport somebody without calling the police first or without, you know, contacting the first responders first, because it would be your fault again if the person you know is to pass away or something.
It's just not making sense.
Yeah.
Because you're assisting a person.
Yeah, imagine you are deep in Okunene.
Yeah.
You can't even transport the person and the police response. And sometimes it takes them, you know, hours to get there. So, I mean.
Yeah, no, a lot of lives were lost because of some laws which have to be followed because of, you know, suppressing the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of things now they are indirectly controlled to that extent that even things which are making sense you cannot do them.
Mm-mm.
Because even if we there are a lot of angles that we need to look at, but if you look at issues of now medicine, issues of I don't want to say let's do well with medical doctors. I mean with traditional. I don't want to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say is that in a developed state, we have a lot of unhealthy people based on what we consume that we do not know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of unhealthy people, and if you have to understand this very well, you understand that these pharmaceutical companies at one point they are in business.
Yeah,
they will not really sell you something that can cure you. You just prolong your life, maybe basic to certain age,
mm-mm.
until to that point that you have to go back to them again.
Again and again.
But had we trained, had we combined our doctors with the knowledge that we already had,
mm-mm.
it could be a one day for all.
Yeah.
The people who came long time, they know there are certain diseases which were just cured once, then they will never come back.
Mm-mm.
But now, because of being educated, apparently. then we are never going to come back from that road until to the point we understand to say no. Tradition can be complicated, but if it well handled very well, Kave, we are going to develop very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the problem now is that we make everything a business and we make everything for personal gain.
Yeah.
Because there are even the remedies that, you know, homemade remedies that you can really use, even if you have a flu.
Yeah.
And your flu will disappear, but then you can go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But you'll never be advised to use those things.
Yeah.
You'll just be told, no, get what? Panadol from the pharmacy, get what? Yeah. But then you'll keep coming back because to them it's a business. It's about,
it's a business.
You know, advancing their profits.
Yeah, it's a business. You know, it's a business because now, because people we're talking about now, we have more people who have a lot of diseases compared to what it have been, because we accept what we were not supposed to accept. We were supposed to say this one we are taking, this one we are not taking.
Mm.
But how many times did we say no? We are sticking to what we have.
Mm-mm.
There is no way.
Yeah.
But we are there, you know, pricing. You know what is very funny? In Namibia, I'm sorry to say this, you know, in most of the Elizabeth are called queens.
Mm-mm.
Because of, you know, the tradition of England and most of the princesses there and or the queens are called Elizabeth.
Mm-mm.
Yes, that is something that we inherit from white people. But how much respect do you have for your traditional leaders? Do you even know who your traditional leader is? Currently, just as you are speaking.
Yeah.
Have you ever just sit down and maybe sit with this old man and ask him to say, no, what do you think about A, B, C, and D?
Mm-mm.
Because sometimes so you can find better solutions from them than from me with two PhDs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So I think to some extent, we have to come to the realization that, yes, it's good to advance, it's good to develop, it's good to borrow knowledge from other countries, but then also you don't really want to lose your individuality, you don't want to lose your origin.
Yeah.
So where there is space for us to know to apply those traditional laws and customs that truly do benefit the society, I think we should incorporate it.
Yeah, because apart from, you know, traditional laws, they are also based on identity.
Mm-mm.
Because Africa is the only country which was colonized to that extent. It's the only state, I mean, continent, not a country.
Yeah.
It's the only continent which was colonized to that extent. We don't know which one is east and which one is west. But if you look at other countries like China, you look at Asian countries, just look at their names.
Mm-mm.
You realize that although these people, they were also colonized.
Yeah.
These people, they still maintain certain foundation.
Mm-mm.
If my name is Shimyu, just him, you, and I know what it means.
Mm-mm.
But you just call me James and David and all those things. But if you go to the dictionary, some of the names are not even right names to be called to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is how we lost ourselves to say no. If you call me Namandi, I will not be very happy with you because I think I'm a very bit backward. But if you just say no, David and James. That one, I'm very happy for it.
Yeah,
it's something which is really need to be looked at, and just to make sure that for us to move forward, let's go back and look what did we do wrong.
Mm.
What did we do wrong? Who are we abandoning?
Yeah,
let's bring these people on the table. It's the only way we are going to win.
Yeah,
because otherwise it will not happen. It will not happen because what was the quote again? An ignorant what?
worrisome mind will not advance.
Yeah, because if you have a worrisome mind, you really not advance. But if you open your mind and say, I think we abandon you for a very long time.
Mm.
I think it's a time now we have to sit with you and let's see what can we do about it.
Mm. And that's true, because even if you look at our future generations now, because we live like this, you know, the kids who are growing up now who are around 12, 13.
Yeah.
And this is an age where a person is like very impressionable, where they just copy everything that their elders are doing.
Yeah.
So if you also want to, you know, to advance to a better Namibia or Vision 2030, where we want all our leaders to be innovators and creators and, you know, have a good mindset.
Yeah.
We're going to have to start changing some of these practices now while there's still time, because we don't want our young kids to grow up in the same light of ignoring their origin and ignoring the things that really should matter to them as Namibians.
Yeah. And I think, let us not also saying we don't want to be developed, because tradition is not backwardness. Tradition is understanding the foundation.
Mm.
Because the best way to promote traditional laws also is you can use IA and this advanced technology.
Mm-mm.
You know, when they are shooting movies about, I think with South African Shaka Zulu, they started to keep their tradition, all those things.
Mm-mm.
When we are watching Game of Thrones, we are looking at the history of the what? the history of King's Landings and all those families which were fighting for the throne and all those things.
Mm-mm.
Little did you know that these are some of the things are based on facts, on the tradition of these people.
Mm-mm.
But why can't we also come up with our own thing to say, no, we are going to look at how was Nehare doing? How was Guvava doing? How was all those traditional leaders of the past were doing? What did we do right? What did we do wrong? To that, it's the only way we are going to preserve our traditions.
Mm.
Then look at the laws which are not good and look at the laws which can save us.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the laws of paying damage in criminal justice.
Mm.
A lot of people, we are losing a lot of cases. But if you could have taken that to traditional authority, some of the properties which are lost could have been recovered.
Yeah.
Because that family of that person have to pay.
Mm.
And the moment that family have to pay, they also keep their people in order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because you know, David, even if you bring an American here to Namibia and they stay here for 10 years, nothing about them will change.
Yeah.
But then if you take a Namibian over there, you see that we always change our accent and we start talking like, you know, black Americans.
No. just by the time I land in Florida, I'm gone, you will not see me. I'm already gone. And the way I talk and... but I think it's something which there's a lot of things to look at it, to look at this situation. But
But nonetheless, thank you so much for engaging us and for tuning into the business and economic segment today. Make sure to always follow our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're everywhere. You know, Eagle FM is basically everywhere.
Yeah. So
wherever you are, basically.
Yeah, wherever you are.
Yeah. We're going to hand over the mic now to the Umtuma program for Tatena Luvanda and Tateka Uluma. You can catch us, of course, same time, same place again tomorrow.
All right. Till next time. See you.